Perhaps a few could pray out about what we heard. An aspect of what we heard from the Word tonight. Lead us in prayer that we don't just let it get away from us, but let's take it. Oh, Lord God. Lord Jesus. Oh, we do. We come before you, Lord. We do, dear Father.
Lord, yes, I pray God. That we may indeed do this. This isn't just a hope.
Yes.
That we can actually.
Yes, Lord.
Exalt you and somehow detach from things.
Yes.
That we have unusual, inappropriate affections.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
I know it seems impossible, but it's. Brother Tim said nothing is impossible with God.
Yes.
So we can do it.
Yes, Lord.
We just have to have a will.
Yes.
So I ask, Lord, that you put your spirit into our
Amen.
Spirit.
Amen. Yes,
that
Lord.
You open the eyes
yes,
of our
God.
Hearts and give us courage.
Yes, Father.
To do just what was presented before us.
Yes, today. Jesus. Yes,
to
Lord.
Exalt you and put the things of earth away.
Yes,
so
Lord.
So that they will indeed. Look strangely dim in the light of your glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, help us, O Father. Help us, Lord. Yes, dear Jesus. We trust you to do that, Lord. Oh, God.
Dear Lord, we do thank you for the message, Lord, that you've said to us through Brother Tim, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That your spirit went through his mouth, Lord, and you spoke to each and every heart here. I pray that that was true, Lord. I pray that there would be full surrender, Lord, a full
yes,
desire
Jesus.
For the fulfillment 100% through you,
yes,
through
Lord.
Your Spirit, God, that we would desire, Lord, and we would show no excuses, Lord, that we wouldn't say, oh, I got to fix my car so I can't pray right now.
Mm.
Oh, I can't sing right now, Lord. Just show us how to be ever desiring
yes.
to be more like you,
yes, Lord.
Ever desiring to be holy. Ever desiring to dedicate our lives to serving
yes,
you,
Jesus.
Lord,
Jesus.
We can't do it without your spirit, Lord.
God.
We pray for the encouraging words that you can put in our hearts, Lord, that would give us a stronger, far stronger desire to have the energy to serve you, Lord.
Yes.
What you
yes,
demand
Lord.
From us is impossible without your spirit, Lord. So we do pray that you would give it to us.
Yes,
in your name
Lord.
We pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. We're so thankful that you, in your great heart, call us away from these things. We're thankful, Lord, for the word that we heard that beckons us to draw closer to Christ, to abide more in your kingdom. Lord, we pray, God, that this will be so. Lord, we're thankful for a place like camp where we can get away, where we can set time aside. But Lord, we are busy, as Brother Tim mentioned. And Lord, as he said too, we're too busy. We pray, Lord, we'll stop. We pray we'll pause. We pray God will give you the time because you are worthy. You are so worthy of our time. And so we want to ask, God, that we'll stop justifying our busyness, but Lord, that we'll surrender to your voice and come aside and to rest with you. We believe you to help us, Father, by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do, dear Jesus. Do, dear God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. It's number 390. Shall we turn to that? Number 390. And let's stand together, please.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way.
No, that's a cardinal sin for a pastor to do. But I think we need to sing the fourth again because it so applies to what we heard tonight. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for those who trust and obey. You know, sometimes I'd say to the congregation at home, some people say, how come God's not answering my prayer? And sometimes, I believe very often, it's because we're not answering the Lord's prayer. Because the Word says he ever lives to pray for us. We need to just lay everything on the altar and trust and obey. And so I think that should be our benediction tonight. We're going to sing it and then we're dismissed and perhaps you need to retire tonight and get some rest. But you know, even as we retire, we can say, Lord, I surrender to you. Thank you for the word that we heard tonight. Lord, I need to let go of some of the things that draw my affection, my attention. The good things that, as we heard, that so easily rob me of you. As Brother Tim was speaking throughout, and I thought of where Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Notice he didn't say seek only the kingdom of God, but he said make that a priority. And then all those other things will be added. That's wonderful, isn't it? But it's for those who will trust and obey if we learn to let go. You know, I heard a pastor say, we'll never let go until we finally discover the value of something else. And the presence of the Lord is great for that. So the fourth is going to be our benediction tonight. Let's make that our prayer. Lord, I want to prove the delights of your love. I want to surrender. I want your favor. And I want all the joy that you can bestow. Let's sing it. But we never can prove the delights of his favor. bless you. We're dismissed, but of course this room is always open if you care to wait on the Lord and let the Holy Spirit work in your heart. Let's allow Him to do that. God bless you. Thank you.